Good evening, saints.
圣徒们晚安，晚上好。
You know, we've had 2.5 long years.
我们过去有两年半的时间。
And it's been hard to be apart.
不能够在一起，这是很困难的一件事。
But it's a great blessing to be together face to face.
能够再次面对面的相聚，实在是一个极大的祝福。
I can't tell you how many conferences I've spoken to a monitor in the last 2.5 years.
过去两年半的时间，我不知道有多少次对着电脑的屏幕讲道。
And thank God we've had Zoom.
我们感谢主，我们能够有 Zoom.
It has been the Lord's opportunity for us still to gather.
这实在是主的恩典，让我们仍然能够相聚。
But just like with the Lord Himself, there's nothing like being together face to face in fellowship.
但是实在没有办法能够替代我们能够面对面的相聚。
So we welcome this opportunity.
所以我们欢迎这样的一个机会。
There's a spirit of anticipation that the Lord will meet us in this conference.
我们能够有这样的一个期待，主要在这里与我们相会。
And we look to him to speak to us.
所以我们一同来仰望他对我们说话。
Let me read a few verses. I'll read one verse and then our brother will translate it.
我们要读几处的圣经。
Turn to Isaiah 7.
翻到以赛亚书第七章。
And I think I'll begin with verse 10.
我要从第十节开始读。
And Jehovah spoke again to Ahaz, saying, Ask for thee.A sign from Jehovah thy God. Ask for it in the deep or in the heights above.
耶和华又晓谕亚哈斯说，你向耶和华你的神求一个兆头，或求显在深处，或求显在高处。
And Ahaz said, I will not ask and will not tempt Jehovah.
亚哈斯说，我不求，我不试探耶和华。
And he said, Hear then, house of David, is it a small matter for you to weary men, that ye weary also my God?
以赛亚说，大卫家啊，你们当听，你们使人厌烦，岂算小事？还要使我的神厌烦吗？
And this is the verse I would like you to pay attention to.
愿大家注意下面的经节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Therefore, will the Lord himself give you a sign?Behold, the virgin shall conceive and shall bring forth a son and call his name Emmanuel.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
Look in Isaiah chapter 8.
第八章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And Jehovah spoke again to me, saying, For as much as this people refuseth the waters of Shiloh, which flow softly, and rejoiceth in Rezin, and in the son of Ramallah, therefore...
耶和华又晓谕我说，这百姓既厌弃希罗亚缓流的水，喜悦利逊和利玛利的儿子。
Therefore, behold, the Lord will bring upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, the king of Assyria and all his glory, and he shall mount up over all his channels and go over all his banks.
因此主必使大河翻腾的水猛然冲来，就是亚述王和他所有的威势，必漫过一切的水道，掌过两岸。
And he shall pass through Judah, he shall overflow it and go further.He shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of the wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel.
必冲入犹大，长翼泛滥，直到颈项。以马内利啊，他展开翅膀，遍满你的地。
And then finally, in the Gospel of Matthew in the New Testament,
最后请读新约圣经的马太福音。
Chapter 1, verse 22 and 23.
第一章二十二、二十三节。
Now all these things came to pass that might be fulfilled which was spoken of by the Lord through the prophets, saying,
这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话。
And this is the verse 23 I'd like you to pay attention to.
这就是第23节，大家要注意。
Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us.
必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再一同有点祷告。
Father, we just come to you tonight in the name of our blessed Lord Jesus.
父亲，今天晚上我们奉着你爱子耶稣基督的名来到你跟前。
Lord, how we need you to release your words of life.
主，我们何等的需要你亲自来释放生命的话语。
We're convinced of our absolute need as we come to you tonight.
我们十分确信，今天晚上我们带着这样大的需要来到你跟前。
Just like Peter that day when he said, "Lord, you alone." Have the words of eternal life.
就像当日彼得说，主啊，只有你有永生之道。
We ask you to speak, Lord.
主，我们求你说话。
Your servant hear.
你的仆人们静听。
We ask you to give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
我们求你给我们一个能听的耳朵，能听见你向教会所说的话。
We ask you to clear the way and visit us these few days together that heaven may come down and fill the earth.
我们愿主能够为我们开路，让天能够降下，这几天的聚集里边，我们能够看见你。
All these things we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus.
所有这些祷告都是靠着我们主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Well, for this entire year, there's been one thing that has dominated my thoughts.
过去这一年，有一件事情实在占据了我的心。
And that one thing is the necessity of divine assurance.
这件事情就是我们实在是需要这样一个神圣的把握。
You cannot live the Christian life without knowing deeply divine assurance.
你没有办法过一个基督徒的生活，除非你有这样一个深深的神圣的把握。
People often say to me, the Christian life is difficult.
人们常对我说，基督徒的生活是何等的艰难。
And I always say to them, the Christian life is not difficult, the Christian life is impossible.
我经常的回答说，基督徒的生活不是困难，而是不可能。
You can't live the Christian life.
你没有办法过一个基督徒的生活。
Unless God reveals something of himself and puts it inside you and it comes out by the Holy Spirit, you cannot live the Christian life.
除非神把一个东西放在你的里面，靠着圣灵使它能够活出来，你没有办法过一个基督徒的生活。
Something that comes down from heaven by the Holy Spirit and into our being can make us live the Christian life.
是这样一个属天的东西，神借着圣灵放在我们的里面，并且使它活出来。
We cannot be the church of God, the testimony of the Lord Jesus, unless we know divine assurance.
除非我们知道有这个神圣的把握，我们没有办法在地上为基督做见证。
It's not an option, brothers and sisters. It's an absolute need for the children of God.
不是可有可无的，而是一个完全绝对的需要。
But when you know deeply within those things he gives us of himself, then he makes the impossible possible.
如果你确实的知道他把这个东西放在了你的里头，然后你就可以知道说他可以做成那不能做成的事。
I remember praying much and asking the Lord for what was on his heart for me for this year.
我记得当我求问主，这一年你要把什么放在我心里。
And one day, after some seeking,A phrase came to me from the Bible.
有一天经过一段寻求之后，有一句话神放在我的心里。
And that phrase is a phrase we read in Matthew 1 chapter 23.
那句话就是我们刚才在马太福音一章二十三节所读到。
God with us.
神与我们同在。
And I thought, what assurance that is.
这是何等的一个神圣的保障把握。
As believers and as the church of the Lord Jesus, we need to know this bedrock assurance, God with us.
作为神的儿女，我们何等的需要有这样的一个神圣的把握，神与我们同在，来作为我们生活的那个根基。
Without it, the Christian life is impossible.
没有这个根基，基督徒的生活是不可能活的。
And with it, it's the greatest sign and secret there ever was.
如果你有的话，那就是基督徒能够得胜的一个最大的秘诀。
And shortly after that, it seems the Holy Spirit spoke to me that phrase from Romans 8.
很短时间以后，神又从罗马书里边把另外一句话对我说
：“God for us，
神是帮助我们的。
Not only is God with us, but God is for us。
不仅神与我们同在，而且神也是帮助我们。
And because He is for us, He makes everything available to us to live the Christian life。
因为他是帮助我们的，所以他就供应我们一切的需要，来帮助我们能够过一个基督徒的生活。
And not only that, as I continue to think about it, this other phrase came to me. It's prevalent in the Word of God, and it's God with us.
不仅如此，神又把另外一句话放在我的心中，他不仅与我们同在，他不仅是帮助我们的，他也在我们里。
Pardon me, it's God in us.
神在我们里头。
Brothers and sisters, think of that.
弟兄姊妹要思想一下这件事。
What a divine assurance we need to know God in us.
我们是需要一个何等神圣的把握，知道说神在我们里面。
These three phrases made a deep impact upon me spiritually.
这三句话在我的心中有一个何等大的一个属灵的一个印象。
And this is the way the Lord seemed to translate it to me.
这好像是，这就是神怎么样子把这句把这些话翻译出来给我。
God with us, the assurance of His unfailing presence.
神与我们同在，那个就是他永不止息同在的那个确信。
God for us, the assurance of His unlimited provision.
神是帮助我们的，那就是确信他的供应是。永无是没有穷尽的。
And God in us, the assurance of His unparalleled power.
神在我们里头，我们要确信他的能力是无法测度的。
This is the burden the Lord has given me for this weekend and has given me for almost all of this year.
这就是主在过去一年给我的信息，也是这次特会神给我的负担。
I'm asking the Lord to increase our understanding of these.Three astonishing realities.
我要求主能够给我们更加多的、更加深的这个把握和理解，让我们能够明白这三件事。
If you have an increased understanding of God with us, it will transform your Christian life.
如果你对神的同在这件事情的理解能够加添的话，你的生基督徒的生命就能够更加的丰盛。
And it will transform your church life.
他也能够改变你的教会生活。
If you have an increased and real understanding of God for us and all that He gives us, it will transform your Christian life.
如果你能够真的明白神是帮助我们的，他那个无穷尽的供应是我们的话，我们的基督徒的生活就要有一个极大的改变。
It will change your corporate gathering.
他也要改变我们团体的聚集。
If you have an increasing experience of God in us, you will know power like nothing you've ever known before.
如果你能够真的经历到他在我们里边的话，那你就能够有这个能够胜过一切的那个能力。
And in that power, you can overcome.
借着这个能力，你能够得胜。
And in that power, you can live the Christian life.
靠着这个能力，你才可以过一个基督徒的生活。
Well, today we'll look at this first one, God with us.
所以今天晚上我们要来看第一句话，就是神与我们同在。
There's a couple of things as I considered and meditated about this that again was a deep impression.
有一些事情我一直在默想，所以神在我的心里边有一个强烈的印象。
I believe God with us.Is the message of the Old Testament.
我相信神与我们同在这件事情是旧约圣经的那个主题。
From the beginning all the way through, I believe the clear message of assurance in the Old Testament is God with us.
我相信旧约圣经从头到末了，神给我们一个非常清楚的一个信息，就是神与我们同在。
I believe the message of assurance in the New Testament is God with us.
我相信这个神同在的这个把握在新约圣经里边就是这个神与我们同在。
And brothers and sisters, I think what we need to know is a deeper understanding and meaning of these, and it will change our life and those around us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要对此有一个更深刻的理解，而且明白它的意义。
May the Lord help us as we consider these things.
当我们来思想的时候，愿主帮助我们。
From the beginning of the Old Testament, I think it was clear that God was making known His presence.
我相信旧约圣经一开始神就让我们知道他的同在。
There's a golden thread that starts at the beginning of the Old Testament and goes all the way to the end of the Old Testament.
好像有一条金线从旧约开始一直到它的末了。
And it is the assurance of His unfailing presence.
就是那个把握他的同在永不止息。
Now because this is so prevalent in the Bible, we won't be able to deal with it but so many scriptures.
因为圣经里面充满了这样的应许，所以我们没有办法来看所有的经文。
But if we get a glimpse of what this means, God with us, and see it, how it transformed the men and women of God in the Bible, then we will understand the assurance.
我们只需要窥见一点点神的同在这件事情改变了多少旧约圣徒的生命的话，我们今天晚上就能得到帮助。
Think of the story of the burning bush with Moses.
我们可以想思想一下这个荆棘火焰，这个异象，看见这个异象的摩西。
All of us know the story of the burning bush.
每一个人都应该知道这个荆棘火焰的故事。
But do we know what the story of the burning bush is really about?
但是我们是不是明白这个故事到底是讲什么呢？
Moses himself, as he drew near to that burning bush, he called it, in Exodus 3:3, the great sight.
摩西他自己当他看见这个燃烧的荆棘的时候，他称这个为一个大异象。
And in that burning bush that was never consumed, he saw the great I am.
在那个没有被烧毁的荆棘的火焰之中，他看见了这位伟大的神。
And in the end, he saw the great secret and the great sign that made him the deliverer of Israel.
他在这里看见了神，看见了这个大异象，使他能够成为以色列的拯救者。
Look at Exodus 3 verse 12.
我们看出埃及记第三章十二节。
Let me turn to that. You know the story first of all, right? I think everybody knows it.
希望弟兄姊妹都能够知道这个故事。
Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro in Midian, and all of a sudden he came upon this burning bush.
摩西在牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶特罗的羊群的时候，突然神领他到这个山上。
And the whole point was to show Moses something he'd never seen before.
神就要让他看见他从来没有看见过的一个异象。
Moses had tried to be the deliverer of Israel.
摩西曾经想做以色列的拯救者。
We know it's the reason he ended up in Midian in the first place.
我们知道这就是为什么他最后要逃到米甸这个地方的原因。
But God had a great secret to show him.
但是神在这边有一个极大的奥秘要向他显现。
And he wants to show us that exact same secret.
我相信今天神也要向我们来彰显这个秘密。
Moses knew now he couldn't deliver the children of Israel.
现在摩西明白说他没有办法拯救以色列百姓。
And then in verse 12, God shared with him the one and only secret.
然后到了十二节，神就在这里把唯一的那个秘诀向他启示。
Look at verse 11 first.
先看十一节。
And Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?
摩西对神说我是什么人竟能去见法老将以色列人从埃及领出来呢
And here is the great secret.
这里是这个秘诀。
He said in verse 12, and this is God speaking, and he said, For I will be with thee.
十二节神说我必与你同在。
This is all the difference.
这个就造成了一切的不同。
And he went on to say, And this shall be the sign to thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain.
你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我。这就是我打发你去的证据。
Here's the great secret.
这就是这个极大的秘诀。
Moses, what you didn't know before is this one thing that makes all the difference.
摩西从前不知道这件事情能够造成这么大的区别。
And the one difference is, I will be with thee.
这个唯一的不同就是现在神要与他同在。
You're just an old dried up thorn bush.
你不过就是那个枯干的荆棘。
There's nothing you can do.
你做不了什么事情的。
But if the fire of the I am is in you, everything can be done.
但是这位自由勇武的神就是那个烈火，他在这个荆棘的里面，他就可以做成一切的事情。
This was the great sign and the great secret.
这个就是那个大异象，这也是那个极大的秘诀。
It's a wonderful conjunction word in the English version for, F-O-R.
然后在这边英文就是告诉我们说是因为。
Now Darby happened to capitalize that in the middle of a sentence.
那 Darby 弟兄在翻译的时候他就把它放在这个句子的中间。
I think that little word makes all the difference.
我觉得这个因为就造成了所有的不同。
And often when you see this golden thread of God with us, you'll see that word for in the Bible.
在圣经里边你看到那个金线就是关于神与我们同在的时候，你一定可以知道说有这个词，就是因为神与我们同在。
And he said, for I will be with you. And this will be the sign.
他说因为我必与你同在，这个就是那个我打发你去的证据。
Look at Exodus chapter 33.
再翻到出埃及记33章。
We'll look at verse 13 to 16.
13到16节。
Again, Moses is talking about bringing up the people.
摩西在这边又说到要带百姓出埃及的事。
And he says in verse 13, And now if indeed I found grace in thine eyes, make me now to know thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy eyes, and consider this nation is thy people.
我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩，求你想到这名是你的名。
And here is the great answer.
这里就是这个伟大的答案。
The Lord said in verse 14, And he said, My presence shall go, and I will give you rest.
第十四节，耶和华说，我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。
Brothers and sisters, God with us makes all the difference.
弟兄姊妹，神与我们同在，这件事情要带来一切的不同。
And at that first incident at the burning bush, this was the one message he had for Moses that made it possible.
在荆棘火焰的那个异象里，这就是神把这个信息给了摩西。
And when he came to this place where Moses knew he had found favor in his sight, he had that exact same message for him again.
在这边摩西已经知道他在神面前蒙恩了，但是神还是把同样的信息赐给他。
It seems to me to be the one secret that he needed.
对我来讲，这个就好像是他所需要的那个唯一的秘诀。
And listen, Moses at that point began to get living revelation.
你要知道说，那个时候摩西已经得到了一些启示。
It says in verse 15, And he said to him, If thy presence do not go, bring us not up hence.
所以十五节摩西就说，你若不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。
And then look at verse 16.
看一下十六节。
And how shall it be known? This is Moses again. And how shall it be known that I found grace in thy eyes, I and thy people? Is it not by thy going with us? So shall we be distinguished, I and thy people,From every people that is on the face of the earth.
是摩西接着说，人在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗？
I think here we have the great question, how shall I know? And I think we here have the great answer, because I will go with you.
我相信在这边有一个最大的问题，就是我们怎么知道呢？那么这里有一个更伟大的答案，就是说，因为我要与你们同去。
And Moses went on to say, So shall we be distinguished, I and thy people, from every people that is on the face of the earth.
所以摩西就接着说，就是这件事情使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别不同。
In other words, this is to be our distinguishing mark.
换一句话说，这个就是那个使我们有区别的那个标记。
This was how Egypt was to know they were the people of God.
这是埃及人怎么知道说以色列是耶和华的百姓。
And this is how people are to know that we are the people of God.
这是别人怎么能够知道说我们是神的子民。
It's not that we say we're the people of God only.
不是因着我们自己口称我们是神的子民。
It's that they see God with us.
而是因为他们看见说神与我们同在。
And when they see God with us, it is our distinguishing mark.
当他们能够看见神与我们同在的话，那个就是使我们与万民有分别的那个标记。
I never knew what a distinguishing mark was until I was in high school.
我一直到了高中才知道我身上的那个分别的标记是什么。
And I had to go to the draft board because we had a little bit of thing going on called Vietnam when I was in high school.
当我在高中的时候，那个时候是越战的时期。
So I went to get my draft card and it says, what is your distinguishing mark?
那个时候我去拿到我那个征兵的那个卡片的时候，他们就问我说，你的独特的标记是什么？
I never thought about it.
我从来没有想过这件事。
And then I said, I have this little silver dollar size birthmark right here on the small of my back.
我就跟他们说，在我的背上有那个好像银币大小的一个胎记。
So the draft board put it on my draft card.
所以他们征兵的人就把我放在我那个征兵卡上头。
So I figured if they ever found me in a foxhole blown up in Vietnam, they'd flip me over, pull up my shirt, and say, there it is, his distinguishing mark.
所以我知道说，如果我在越南在一个伞兵坑里头被打死了以后，他们翻过来就能够辨认出那是我。
But our distinguishing mark.
但是我们的那个胎记是什么？
Moses knew it.
摩西是知道的。
He had living revelation.
他有那样一个活的启示。
It came to him. He said, "By this shall people know."
这个启示赐给他的是借着这件事情，你和我和你的百姓就能够跟万民有分别。
There's another place, Numbers 14, verse 9.
另外一处是在民数记第十四章第九节。
This is about Joshua and Caleb. You remember the 10 spies.
这是关于约书亚，这是关于加勒和约书亚，就是那关于十二个探子的事。
You remember the other 8 were so discouraged because of the giants in the line, they were shaking in their boots.
那十个探子他们都很害怕。
And Joshua and Caleb wanted to give them the secrets.
但是约书亚和加勒却要在这里给他们那个秘诀。
And see, you remember they were complaining so much. They said it would be better if we died in Egypt.
他们那些人在那边抱怨说，我们要是死在埃及地，那就是更好。
And then you look at verse 14:9.
然后你看见十四章第九节。
This is what Joshua and Caleb had to say.
这是约书亚和加勒所说的话。
It's the only secret.
这个就是他们唯一的那个秘诀。
Only rebel not against Jehovah and fear not the people of the land.
但你们 ，sorry，
for they shall be our food. It's been. Pardon me. Let me look at it in here. I can't read my own writing.
Sorry.
No, you didn't mess me up. I messed myself up. I can do that with expertise. 14 verse 9. Yes.And it shall come, no, Numbers, I'm in Leviticus. It, you, whoever said I prayed for me and said I had a long day with the flight was exactly right. Numbers 14, verse 9. Only rebel not against Jehovah and fear not the people of the land, for they shall be our food. Their defense is departed from them, and Jehovah is with us.
但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，并且因辟他们的已经离开他们，有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。
You begin to see this pattern over and over again in the Old Testament.
你就可以在旧约圣经里边看见同样的事情一再的发生。
God had a secret.
神在这里有一个秘诀。
A great secret.
是一个极大的秘诀。
And God had a sign.
神有这样的一个标记。
A great sign.
有这样的一个意象。
And He wants His people to know this.
他愿意他的百姓知道这件事。
Happens again, Deuteronomy 31 verse 6.
然后到了《生命记》31章 第六节。
Deuteronomy 36. This is what God said to Moses.
Deuteronomy 31 says. Yeah.
Be strong and courageous. Fear them not, neither be afraid of them. For Jehovah thy God, he is that goeth with thee. He will not leave thee nor forsake thee.
你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要惧怕他们，因为耶和华你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
This was the word that came to Moses at the end of his life.
这个是在摩西年终的时候，神把这句话告诉他。
This is the deepest assurance of the Old Testament.
这个就是在旧约圣经里面你能找到的这个极深的这个把握。
It's those famous words of assurance in the Old Testament.
是在旧约圣经里边非常著名的这样的一个有把握的一个应许。
He it is that goeth with thee, he will not leave thee, neither will he forsake thee.
他必与你同在，必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
This is the word to Moses.
这是对摩西说的。
And this was not just the word to Moses alone.
然而却不只是单对摩西说的。
In 31:7-8,
到了第七节第八节。
Moses said to Joshua,
摩西召了约书亚来。
And Moses called to Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for thou must go with this people into the land which Jehovah had sworn unto their fathers to give them. And thou shall cause them to inherit it.
在以色列众人面前对他说，你当刚强壮胆，因为你要和这百姓一同进入耶和华向他们列祖起誓应许所赐之地，你也要使他们承受那地为业。
And listen very carefully to what it says in verse 8.
仔细的来听第八节这边所说的。
And Jehovah, he is it that goeth before thee. He will be with thee. He will not leave thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed.
耶和华必在你前面行，他必与你同在，也不撇下你，也不丢弃你，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。
And it wasn't just for Moses. And it wasn't just for Joshua. It was also for the people, this very same assurance.
不仅仅是对摩西，也不仅是对约书亚，而是对所有神的百姓。
Look at Joshua chapter 1 verse 9.
在读约书亚记第一章第九节。
Joshua said this to the people.
约书亚对百姓说。
Have I not commanded, chapter 1 verse 9. Have I not commanded thee, be strong and courageous, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for Jehovah thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Do you understand that this is the triple crown of assurance in the Old Testament?
你有没有明白这是这个旧约圣经里面能够找到的这个三重的皇冠那个神圣的把握。
He said it to Moses when Moses was about to die.
在摩西将要死的时候，他对摩西这样说。
He said the exact same thing to Joshua when he was about to take the people in the land.
当约书亚带领百姓过到约旦，这个过约旦河进应许地的时候，他又说同样的话。
And then he said it to the people.
然后他又对百姓这样说。
I will be with thee.
我要与你们同在。
Brothers and sisters, this is the only secret we need to understand.
弟兄姊妹，这是那个唯一的秘诀，我们需要明白的。
You know, it's not just the beginning of the Bible that we see this mention of God with us.
弟兄姊妹，不仅在圣经开始的时候提到说神与我们同在。
It's the very heart of the Bible.
是在圣经的中心。
Now your Bible's about 5,100 pages, depending on your translation.
你不同的版本，也许你有很多上千页的圣经文。
1,500 pages, forgive me.
它有1,500页的这个圣经。
And if you open in the very middle of that, in pages, you discover the Psalm.
如果你把圣经从中间打开的话呢，你会看见诗篇。
And in the Psalms, This same assurance is carried throughout the Psalms.
在诗篇的里头，从头到末了，你能够看见同样的应许。
Now I call the Psalms 150 spiritual masterpieces.
我把诗篇称为150篇的这个属灵的杰作。
Just think if we didn't have the Psalms.
你可以想象一下，如果我们没有诗篇会怎么样？
We wouldn't know how to worship God.
我们没有办法知道说怎么来敬拜神。
Just think if we didn't have the Psalms. We wouldn't know how to pray.
想象一下，如果没有诗篇的话，我们甚至不知道怎样祷告。
Just think if we didn't have the songs, where would we be?
想象一下，如果没有诗篇的话，今天我们会是什么样的光景？
Brothers and sisters, I can tell you something from my own experience.
弟兄姊妹，我可以从我自己的经历里面跟大家分享一点。
Early in my Christian life, I went through a very difficult period.
在我早期基督徒早期的时候，我经过一段很困难的时期。
That's when I discovered for me it was impossible to live the Christian life.
那是我怎么样子知道说对我来讲是基督徒的生活是不可能。
And I remember fear gripped me.
我记得说那个时候我非常的害怕。
And I remember going to the Psalms again and again, and they were the oasis in the desert.
我记得那个时候我就一再的回到诗篇里边去，就好像在沙漠中间找到了那个绿洲。
They were the shelter in the storm.
那个就是在风暴里边的避难所。
And I remember discovering God in a tremendous way through the Psalms.
我记得我在诗篇里边我能够经历到神是一个特别大的一个宝贵的经历。
You remember David's greatest song.
你记不记得大卫最伟大的诗篇是什么？
Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇。
It's a remarkable thing. Even unbelievers know Psalm 23 in the Lord's Prayer.
甚至没有信的人都知道诗篇二十三篇，他们也知道主导文。
You start the Lord's Prayer in a crowd, and everybody starts chiming in.
如果你让大家都来那个背诵主导文的话，很多人都可以开始来背。
You can start Psalm 23, and people pick right up on it.
如果你让大家来读诗篇二十三篇的话，很多人都会读。
But right in the middle of Psalm 23, David shared his greatest secret.
就在那个诗篇二十三篇的中间，大卫跟我们分享了他那极大的奥秘、极大的秘诀。
I think everybody knows verse 4.
我相信大家都知道第四节。
Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
我虽行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Just think if it stopped there.
我们可以先暂停在这里。
Just think how lost we would be.
如果我们没有这支军节，我们将如何的迷失？
David shared to all the world his great secret.
但是大卫在这里跟全世界分享了他得胜的秘诀。
He said, "For thou art with me."
他说是因为你与我同在。
What a secret it is.
这是何等的秘诀！
It took David through the darkest periods of his life, and he had many dark periods.
虽然他经过很多黑暗的阶段，但是在他最黑暗的那个阶段的里头，
This one thing held him and kept him and took him through to victory.
就是这样的一件事情，把他抓住，带他度过这个难关。
Thy rod and thy staff they comfort me.
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
There's another beautiful song of Psalm of David.
大卫还有另外一篇美丽的诗篇。
Psalm 139.
诗篇139篇。
I think everybody knows this.
我希望每一位都知道这一个诗篇。
Listen to what David said.
我们可以听一下大卫说的是什么。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Whither shall I go from thy spirit and whither free from thy presence?
我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃避你的面呢？
One thing David knew was the unfailing presence of God.
有一件事情大卫深深的知道，那就是神的同在。
Now let me say something about David. We need to say it.
我们今天晚上让我来先说一下关于大卫的事，我们需要这样说的。
David was not perfect.
大卫绝不是一个完美的人。
We know David was not perfect.
我们都知道大卫不完美。
God is not looking for perfect men and women.
神今天没有在寻找一个完美的男人或女人。
God is looking for those whose heart is perfect towards Him. That's the difference with David.
神在这边寻找一个像他心存完全心的人。
And the greatest thing he understood was the Lord was with him.
他能够明白的一件最宝贵的事情就是神与他同在。
That he could not escape His presence.
他没有办法逃避躲避他的面。
He said in verse 8, If I ascend up into the heavens, thou art there.
这第八节他说，我若升到天上，你在那里。
Or if I make my bed in Sheol, behold, thou art there.
我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
If I take the wings of the dawn and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea.
我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住。
Listen to what he discovered. Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
听听他所发现的是什么？就在那里，你的手必引导我。你的右手也必扶住。
And if I say, surely darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night.
我若说黑暗必定遮蔽我，我周围的亮光必成为黑夜。
Even darkness hideth not from thee, and night shineth as the day. The darkness is as the light.
黑暗也不能遮蔽，使你不见；黑夜却如白昼发亮。黑暗和光明在你。
Now, do you understand what this means?
你明不明白这边说的是什么意思？
Here is David in all of his difficulties and troubles, which were legion.
这边大卫在他一切的这个麻烦和困难的里头。
And in the midst of those difficulties and troubles, he discovered the secret of God's unfailing presence.
就是在他那好像是无穷尽的困难和难处的中间，他却发现了这个极大的秘诀，就是神与他同在。
It made all the difference.
这个就造成了改变了他一切。
Oh, you see this all through the Old Testament. I think one other place in the Old Testament.
我们可以在旧约圣经里面看见这些。另外还有一处。
You know, the darkest times for the children of Israel is when they went into captivity.
对以色列百姓来讲，最黑暗的时期就是他们被掳。
I can't imagine what the discussion in the Godhead was during that period.
我实在没有办法想象那个时候在神阁里边他们是怎么样子谈论这件事情。
That people that God called for himself to be a peculiar treasure because they turned from him to idolatry, he sent into captivity.
这个神所特别拣选归于自己的子民，因着他们背叛神拜偶像，神必须把他们让他们任凭他们被掳。
But unlike you and me, God never gives up on His people.
但是却跟你我不一样，神绝对不会放弃他的百姓。
Listen to what He said to them in that darkest period of captivity in Psalm 41, verse 10.
然后你看诗篇54篇第十节那边。神在这样一个黑暗的时刻，他对他们所说的话。
This is the highest assurance.
这个就是那个最高的那个把握。
He said, "Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness."
是在以赛亚书41章第十节，你不要害怕。因为我与你同在，不要惊惶，因为我是你的神，我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
You notice that connecting word again, for I am with thee.
你注意到那个连接词说，因为我与你同在。
And then I think of the end of the Old Testament.
我又想到了旧约圣经的末了。
I love the books about the end of the Old Testament.
我非常喜欢旧约圣经末了的那几卷书。
I love the historic books of Nehemiah and Ezra.
我非常喜欢这个历史书，就是以斯拉记和尼希米记。
How they changed my focus about seeing the purpose of God in God's present work of recovery.
他这些书改变了我的看法，让我能够明白神在末后的这个世代所做恢复的工作。
And I love the books, the minor prophets, Haggai and Zechariah from that same period.
我也非常喜欢这个小先知书，就是这个哈该书和撒加利亚书，在同样跟尼希米。
You know, the minor prophets get a bad rap. They're called minor prophets.
我们知道这个被称为小先知，好像是在贬低他们。
How would you like to be called a minor parent?
你有没有愿意被称为一个小父母
？Or a minor engineer? I think some people have called me that.
或者是小工程师，有人这样称呼我。
But it's only because they wrote less than Isaiah or Jeremiah.
其实只是因为他们写的那个先知书稍微短一点，比这个耶利米和以赛亚要短一些。
But in the little bit they wrote, they had the most tremendous message.
然而在他们这么短的这个先知的信息里头，他们却提供了一个极大的一个信息。
Haggai wrote two chapters.
哈该只写了两章的圣经。他只写了两章。
I could even write two chapters.
我也可以写两章。
How tremendous what he told them.
然而他告诉百姓的信息却是如此的重要。
They'd given up on the rebuilding of the temple.
他们那个时候已经放弃了来建造神的圣殿。
Some of them had seen it in its former glory.
但是有些人他们却看见了这殿先前的荣耀。
And God said, how do you see it now?
神就问他们说，你们看见这个殿现在的样子吗？
They were discouraged and the work stopped.
他们那个时候就感到灰心，他们就停止了建造。
And then the word of the Lord came through Haggai the prophet.
然后神的话就借着先知哈该临到他们。
It says,In verse 13 of chapter 1, Then spake Haggai, Jehovah's messenger, in Jehovah's message.
然后13节第一章，耶和华的使者哈该，奉耶和华差遣，对百姓说，耶和华说，我与你们同在。
Now let me say, that is the most profound phrase.
我愿意再次强调说，这实在是一个深刻无比的一句话。
That tells us everything about what spiritual ministry is.
这就告诉我们说，这个属灵的服事、执事到底是什么。
Spiritual ministry or a message isn't us trying to put together a message to give to God's people.
神属灵的这个执事或者信息，不是说把一些话组织起来，然后传递给神的百姓。
Spiritual ministry is Jehovah's message.
属灵的这个执事是耶和华的话。
It's not your message.
不是你的话。
It's not my message.
也不是我的话。
It's not Philip's message.
也不是钟弟兄的话。
The only message that matters is Jehovah's message.
唯一重要的是他是耶和华的话。
But there's another little part that's beautiful about this phrase.
关于这句话还有另外一个部分。
Then spoke Jehovah's messenger in Jehovah's message.
耶和华的使者哈该奉耶和华差遣。
Now I know you think I've gotten off track, but I haven't at all.
你以为我现在偏离了主题，其实我还没有。
This is the secret of ministry.
这个是那个服事的那个秘诀。
God uses human vessels.
神使用人做他的器皿。
And puts his message in the human vessel.
把他的信息放在一个人的这个器皿里头。
And when Jehovah's message is in Jehovah's messenger, and those things come together,Then you have the Lord's word.
当耶和华的信息放在耶和华的这个先知的里边的时候，现在你就有了神的话的这个执事。
And the rest of the verse says this.
剩下的经文是这样说的。
Unto the people he spoke, saying, I am with you, saith Jehovah.
对百姓说，耶和华说，我与你们同在。
When they had given up on the work of God, when they had built their own wainscoted houses, when they turned from doing what God had called them back to do, there was a message for them.
当他们放弃了建造神的圣殿，当他们开始去为自己建造房屋的时候，神差遣了他的先知来对他们说这句话。
And that single message is, I am with you, saith Jehovah.
就是这么简单的一个信息，就是说，耶和华说，我与你们同在。
And turn the situation around.
这就把整个的情形改变了。
And just because God likes to make sure we get his message, he didn't say it once through Haggai, he said it twice through Haggai.
好像神在这边，让我们不再误解他的信息，他不仅只说了一次，他还说了两次。
It says in chapter 2, verse 4.
到了第二章第四节。
But now be strong, Zerubbabel, saith Jehovah, and be strong, Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all the people of the land, saith Jehovah, and work.
耶和华说，所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当刚强。约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚啊，你也当刚强。这地的百姓你们都当刚强做工。
And then he gave the great answer.
然后他就给了这个极大的答案。
Again, that beautiful phrase comes up.
这个美好的这句话又出现。
It's unmistakably clear what the secret was.
在这边给我们看见一个没有办法搞错的这样一个秘诀。
For I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts.
因为我与你们同在，这是万军之耶和华说的。
This to me is the record of the Old Testament.
这个对我来说就是旧约里边的一些记录。
If there's one thing you need to know when you read the Old Testament, it was God was trying to reveal a secret.
如果你读旧约圣经想得到一个东西的话，那就是神在这边向我们启示那个秘诀。
God was trying to show a great secret.
神在这边要告诉我们一个极大的秘诀。
And God was trying to reveal a great sign.
神在这边要向我们启示一个极大的异象。
And without this one thing, they could never be the people of God.
没有这个意象，没有这个秘诀，他们永远不可能成为神的百姓。
Now, it's not just the Old Testament.
当然不仅仅只是旧约。
It's the New Testament.
而且也是新约。
When you come to the New Testament, you see even more clearly this thing.
当你来到新约圣经的时候，你这件事情看得更加的清楚。
You remember the words we read from the Old Testament referring to the New Testament, Isaiah 7.
你记不记得在新约圣经里边引用了旧约圣经的经文，就是从以赛亚书第七章来的。
As he was challenging Isaiah 7, he was challenging Ahaz. Go ahead.
Yeah, 以赛亚书第七章，他在那边向亚哈斯挑战说。
In verse 10, and Jehovah spoke again to Ahaz, saying, "Ask for thee a sign from Jehovah thy God. Ask it in the deep."Or in the heights above.
耶和华小谕亚哈斯说，你向耶和华你的神求一个兆头，或求显在深处，或求显在高处。
And the prophetic utterance came from God himself.
然后神自己在这边发预言说。
Verse 14 says, Therefore will the Lord himself give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and shall bring forth a son and call his name Emmanuel.
第十四节，因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
This is the famous prophecy about the Lord being born of a virgin.
这是一个关于主要从童女生出的一个著名的预言。
Now I know a lot of people make the virgin the important thing, but that wasn't the important thing.
我知道有很多人把童女看作非常的重要，但那却不是最重要。
The important thing is the Lord said to Ahaz, "I will give you the sign."
重要的事情是神自己说，我要给你一个兆头。
And the sign that he gave him was this miracle of this one being born of the virgin, who was the Lord Jesus.
这个兆头就是神要给他们这样的一个一个神迹，就是有童女怀孕生子。
And then he had a special name reserved for this one that would be born of the virgin, this greatest miracle.
然后他就有一个独特的名字要给这个极大的神迹，童女怀孕所生的这个孩子，名字叫以马内利。
It was Emmanuel.
名字叫以马内利。
The whole meaning of the prophetic utterance about the New Testament means God with us.
在新约里边给我们看见说这个意义，以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在。
And even when he talked about the judgment in chapter 8 and talked about how the king of Assyria would overrun the land.
甚至在以赛亚书第八章里面说到审判，说到这个亚述王要过来怎么样子来审判。
He said in it, verse 8,And he shall pass, this is chapter 8, verse 8, and he shall pass through Judah, he shall overflow it and go further, he shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel.
第八章第八节，必冲入犹大，仗义泛滥，直到景象。以马内利啊，他展开翅膀，遍满你的地。
This is the only time in the Old Testament the word Emmanuel is mentioned these two times in 7:14 and 8 verse 8, and there's an unmistakable message.
在整本的旧约圣经里面，只有这两处提到以马内利，就是七章十四节、八章八节。
In the midst of this messianic prophecy, the greatest message is given: Emmanuel, God with us.
在关于基督要来的所有的这些伟大预言里头，以马内利，神与我们同在，是其中最大的这个预言。
So then you come to Matthew 1:23.
然后我们就来到新约圣经马太福音第一章二十三节。
This is the very beginning of the New Testament.
这个是新约圣经开始。
In the beginning of the New Testament, the same message starts.
在新约圣经一开始的时候，就同样的信息又开始了。
Beginning in verse 22, it says, Now all these things came to pass that might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying,
22节这边说，这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说。
I think this is a beautiful verse.
我知道这是一个非常美丽的经节。
Because it captures the whole Old Testament.
因为它把整个的旧约圣经全部。
Don't read that phrase and think it's of little meaning.
都把它包括在里头，就是那个简单的一句话。
It's looking back on the whole prophetic record in the whole Old Testament.
你回头去看整本的旧约圣经，整本旧约圣经的这个预言。
It says, "Now all these things came to pass that might be fulfilled."
说到这一切的事成就，是要应验先知所说的话。
And then it says, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted God with us.
说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利，翻出来就是神与我们同在。
God made no mistake here.
神在这里没有犯错误。
In the Old Testament, you might see he just mentioned the word Emmanuel and didn't describe it or explain it.
在旧约圣经里边，他只提到以马内利，他并没有来给他翻译出来。
But when he came to the New Testament, there's unmistakable clarity.
然而到新约的时候，这边没有任何的疑问，非常的清楚。
And that unmistakable clarity is when I send this one born of a virgin, he shall be Emmanuel, meaning God with us.
这个让我们没有任何疑问的，这个清晰的告诉我们说，童女怀孕生子，然后他的名字叫做以马内利，翻出来就是神与我们同在。
Think about it, he just didn't send anyone.
想想这件事情，神没有差遣任何其他的人。
He didn't send an angel.
他没有差遣天使。
He didn't send a prophet.
他也没有差遣一个先知。
He sent his only begotten son.
他把他自己独生的儿子赐下来。
Can you fathom the fact that God became man?
你能不能想象这样一个事实，就是神成了一个人？
When you look at Genesis 1:26 and 27, it says, "Man was made in the image and likeness of God."
你看创世纪第一章二十六、二十七节那边给我们看见说神是照自己的形象和样式造的人。
What an incredible privilege!
这是何等大的一个特权
！To be made in the image and likeness of God.
我们能够照着神的形象和样式被造。
But here is unthinkable. This thing is unthinkable.
然而这件事情却是难以想象的。
God is made in the image of man.
神却照着人的形象成了一个人。
All to prove this one thing, His unfailing presence, the assurance of His unfailing presence.
就是为了让我们证明说他这个不能失败的这个应许。
No longer was it a prophetic utterance.
这个不能有错误的这个预言。
Literally, God came and was with us in the Lord Jesus.
因为神这个预言能够完完全全的被实现出来，就是神与我们同在。
Can you imagine a greater miracle than that?
你能不能想象一个比这个更大的神迹？
This is how the New Testament begins.
这是新约圣经如何开始？
Then I think of Matthew.Chapter 18, when the Lord spoke about the thing that was closest to his heart, his church.
然后想象在马太福音十八章那边，神基督谈到他心中最宝贝的那个就是教会。
A very short passage indeed.
一段非常短的经文。
You know, I always think it's kind of humorous that the Lord, when he spoke about his local church, he spoke about problems.
我觉得非常幽默，当主说到地上教会的时候，他却说到教会的问题。
It ought to encourage all of us that are involved in the local church.
好像是为了鼓励我们这些在地方性的教会里面服侍的人。
In the local church, you will always have problems.
在地方性的聚集教会的里面，你总是会遇见麻烦。
There will always be a sinning brother.
总是会有弟兄在那边得罪人。
Dare I say there will always be a sinning sister?
他有没有说是不是老有姊妹在那边得罪人？
That isn't the problem.
那个不是问题。
He told them what the issue was. He concluded with what the issue was. Look at Matthew 18, verse 20.
我们可以看看第18章，马太福音18章第20节，神在这边告诉我们问题在哪里，
让
我们看见答案在哪里。
This ought to be great assurance to us.
这个对我们来讲应该成为一个极大的把握。
We live in a church that has problems.
我们是活在一个有问题的教会里头。
Certainly they're more than we can manage.
实在是超乎我们自己所能够应付的。
But he had a great secret at the end of this passage.
然而在这一段经文的结尾，他却有一个极大的应许。
He said, For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
这有一个极大的秘诀，就是无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Isn't this tremendous assurance?
这是不是一个极大的一个把握呢？
The fact that we have problems in the church is nothing unusual.
其实我们教会有问题并不奇怪。
The great secret is he is in our midst.
而最大的那个秘诀反而是他在我们中间。
It makes all the difference.
然后就把一切都改变了。
Now think of the last word in Matthew's gospel.
我们再看一看马太福音最后的那句经节。
I think everybody knows these words.
我相信每一位弟兄姊妹都应该知道这句话。
This is in Matthew 28 verse 19 and 20.
在马太福音28章第19到20节。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have enjoined you.
你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And listen to this conclusion.
我们要听一下这个结论性的话。
These are the last words of Matthew's gospel.
这是马太福音最后的那句话。
And behold, I am with you all the days, even to the completion of the age.
看哪，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Now, as the church, we focus very often on the Great Commission.
当然，作为教会，我们经常把注意力放在这个最大的使命上，大使命上头。
In other words, we see the mission.
换一句话说，就是我们注重我们的那个使命。
Teaching and baptizing.All in the name of the Lord Jesus, this we should do.
奉主耶稣基督的名来教训人，来给他们施洗。当然，这些是我们应该做的。
But the Lord's closing words in the book of Matthew was not about the mission; it was about the message.
然而，在这个马太福音结尾的时候，主耶稣的话不是关于这个使命，而是关于他的这个篇信息。
And the message is, Behold, I am with you always, even to the completion of the age.
他的信息就是看哪，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
I have always loved G. Campbell Morgan's explanation of this verse.
我非常喜欢坎伯摩根弟兄对这句经文的那个解释。
If you don't have G. Campbell Morgan's commentary on Matthew, you ought to go out and buy.
如果你没有读过坎伯摩根解释马太福音的那本书的话，你应该去买。
Campbell Morgan explicitly said these were the Lord's last words.
坎伯摩根他说到，说这就是主耶稣基督说的那句最后的话。
And you know, he was no insignificant person, Campbell Morgan.
坎伯摩根不是一个一般的人。
They referred to him many as the Prince of Expositors.
很多人称他为解经王子。
Quite a title.
这是实在是一个大的一个。
And as a young man, he recalled a story.
当他年轻的时候，他想起了一个故事。
He went to be with this 85-year-old lady to encourage her in the Lord.
他来到这位85岁的老姊妹面前，老姊妹要经常在鼓励他。
And he thought he was there, he would lift the spirits of this little old lady.
他以为他是想去鼓励这位85岁的 老圣徒。
And he read her this wonderful conclusion.
然后他就给他读了这最后的这句话。
He said, and behold, I am with you all the days, even to the completion of the age.
他说我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
And he looked at that little old lady after he did his duty and says, that is a great promise.
然后他完说完了以后他就对这位老姊妹说他说这是不是这个不是一个伟大的应许。
And I think that little old lady knew more than Campbell Morgan.
他说这是一个伟大的应许但是我相信这位老姊妹她比年轻的坎伯摩根知道的要多一点。
And that was the purpose of this great man recording this in his famous commentary.
这是为什么坎伯摩根在他的著名的这个解经书里面把这句话把这件事情记下来。
She looked at him straight in the eye.
然后老姊妹看着他的眼睛。
And she said that is not a promise at all.
她对他说这不是一个应许。
She said, it is a fact.
她对他说这是一个事实。
And Campbell Morgan, it woke him up. It woke him up.
这样就让坎伯摩根好像一下就苏醒。
And Campbell Morgan's response to that was, "Oh, that the church could know this great fact."
他一下就忽然明白过来说，他真是愿意教会，真的是能够明白这个极大的奥秘。
Brothers and sisters, I'm pleading with you tonight.
弟兄姊妹，我今天晚上愿意在这里呼吁。
Do we know this like that 85-year-old lady knew this?
我们能不能像这位85岁老姊妹一样知道这个事实
It wasn't some promise in the word of God she tried to just hold on to and believe.
这个不是圣经里边的好像只是一个应许你要紧紧的去抓住这个应许。
It was reality to her.
对她来讲这是一个事实。
It was an eternal fact.
对她来讲这是一个永恒的事实。
It was the assurance of his unfailing presence.
这个就是她那个永不止息的那个同在的应许。那个确信。
And the prince of expositors left that meeting corrected and humbled.
然后这位解经王子离开了那个会面然后他就被降卑他就得到鼓励。
This is not speculation.
这不是一个猜想。
This great theme through the Bible is eternal fact.
这个一个极大的一个信息贯穿了圣经是一个事实。
As a matter of fact, when you go into When you get 9 o'clock. Okay, thank you. I will be on time. I'll never forget the first time I misread your schedule. I told Philip this.
对不起，我第一次在这边分享的时候，我读错了你们的这个时间表。
You would think I could read in my age.
你们以为我能够读我的英文。
And I went a half an hour too long.
然后我就超过了时间半小时。
I'll never do it again.
我不会再这么做。
Brothers and sisters, when you come to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, he resurrected that ancient promise of the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹，当你读到希伯来书第十章第五节的时候，在这边神好像又重新提起了他最初的那个应许。
He did it on purpose.
他这样做是有目的的。
That anointed and anonymous writer of Hebrews did it on purpose.
这位受膏的，这位希伯来书的作者，他这样说这句话是有目的的。
Hebrews 13 verse 5 says, "Let your conversation be without the love of money, satisfied with your present circumstances, for he has said, 'I will not leave thee, neither will I forsake thee.'"
你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主。因为主曾说我总不撇下你也不丢弃你
These Hebrew Christians were turning away from the reality and going back to the shadows of the Old Testament
这些希伯来人信徒在那个时候他们离弃了这位属灵的实际他们要回到旧约犹太教的传统里面
And this anonymous and anointed writer of Hebrews had wisdom to resurrect that ancient promise of the Old Testament
这位匿名的作者这位受膏的作者在这边他就把这个旧约里边这个应许复活了对他们说
Pardon me, that ancient eternal fact of the Old Testament
抱歉我说错了应该是那个旧约里边那个 古老的永恒的那个事实。
That word that was given to Moses.
就是那个对摩西所说的话。
And that word that was given to Joshua.
那个对约书亚所说的话。
And that word that was given to the people of Israel to go into the land and possess the land.
就是对要过约旦河进去得应许地的以色列百姓所说的那句话。
I will not leave thee, neither will I forsake thee.
我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
This is the highest assurance in the Old Testament.
这个就是旧约圣经里边那个最高的那个确信。
He resurrected it on purpose.
他在这边有目的的把这句话复活了。
And now look at the end of the Bible.
然后我们就来到圣经的结尾。
Look at Revelation chapter 21.
我们来看启示录第21章。
Some of you are wondering, what will heaven be like?
有些人会想象说天堂会什么会是什么样子
?What will eternity be like?
永生会是什么样子永世会是什么样子
?These first three verses of chapter 21 tell us exactly what it will be like.
21章的前三节给我们看见说这个永世是什么样子
?And I saw a new heavens and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea exists no more.
我又看见一个新天新地因为先前的天地已经过去了海也不再有了。
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降预备好了就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。
And this is the verse I want you to remember.
然后这句经节我愿意你能够记住。
Verse 3.
第三节
And I heard a loud voice out of the heavens saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说看哪、神的帐幕在人间
And he shall tabernacle with them.
他要与人同住
And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, their God.
他们要做他的子民神要亲自与他们同在做他们的神。
It's unmistakable what eternity will be like.
现在我们可以清楚地看见永世到底是什么样子。
He will be with us forever.
他要永远地与我们同在。
And we will be with him forever.
我们也要永远与他同在。
The whole emphasis here was with them.
这边所强调的这个重点就是他必亲自与他们同在。
How wonderful this is.
这是何等奇妙的事。
This is our predetermined end.
这是我们神所预先预定的旨意。
What glorious divine assurance it is.
这是一个何等有荣耀的神圣的把握。
This is the assurance of his unfailing presence.
这个就是我们能够有这样的一个确信就是他的同在永不止息。
Now can there be higher assurance than this?
弟兄姊妹有没有能够有比这更大的那个把握呢
And what does it mean to us?
对我们来讲这意味着什么呢
I think it means everything to us.
我相信对我们来讲是意味着一切。
It means we have immediate and continuous and unbroken fellowship with God himself.
这意味着我们可以与神有现在就有的而且一直持续的永远不中断的那个相交。
We always have his presence.
我们可以永远有他的同在。
1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful by whom you have been called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
在哥林多前书第一章第九节这边说
That's the highest fellowship. 1 Corinthians 1:9
Yeah. 神是信实的你们原是被他所招好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分这是一个最高的这样的一个应许这样的一个把握
This high assurance produces in us an unshakable faith and as Hebrews says an unshakable kingdom
是这样的一个极高的一个把握可以让我们有信心也可以像希伯来书的作者那边可以说到的我们可以得到他不能震动的国
This assurance of God's unfailing promise causes us to know him and not just know about him
这个对神的应许的那个极大的把握让我们能够知道说 我们能够认识他，而不是只是听说过他。
Ms. Hirsch and I were talking at lunch about the difference between knowing him and knowing about him.
我们中午午饭的时候在谈论这件事情，就是知道神和认识神的不同。
I think that phrase, that wonderful phrase in John's first epistle is tremendous assurance.
我相信在约翰一书里边有一句话是一个非常巨大的一个把握确信。
Over and over, John wrote a key phrase in 1 John you have to notice when you meditate on the book.
当你要默想约翰一书的时候，他反反复复提到一件事情，你一定要知道。
It's these two words, we know.
就是这样的两个字，说我们知道。
I'll never forget. I've been going in recent years to the Netherlands to be with saints.
我永远不可忘记，我这些年来经常去荷兰去服侍。
And over there, they had this extreme Calvinism state religion where you cannot have assurance.
在那个地方，他们有这样的一个加尔文主义的这个国教的一个传统。就是说你不能对这个事情有什么把握。
I couldn't believe it when they told me.
我简直不敢相信当他们告诉我的时候。
I said, you mean they tell you they can't know they're saved?
我就问他们说，这是不是意味着你不能跟人说你确定自己已经得救。
I said, what on earth did John mean when he said over and over, we know?
我就问他们说，那约翰为什么在那边一再的说，我们知道，我们知道，我们知道。
What a tremendous assurance is that we can know.
这是一个何等大的一个把握，我们能够确实的知道。
God with us means we are never alone.
神与我们同在意味着我们永远不孤单。
Now don't mistake what I'm saying. We may be lonely.
不要误解我，我们有些时候会感觉孤独。
The Christian walk can often be a lonely walk.
这个基督徒的生活有些时候是一个单的，是一个孤独的生活。
But it means one thing for certain, we are never alone because we always have His unfailing presence.
然而因着我们永远有他不止息的同在，我们绝不孤单。
That's what the Lord meant when He said, I'll go to the Father and I'll ask Him to send to you another comforter.
这是为什么主耶稣对他的门徒说，我要到父那里去，我就差遣保惠师到你们这儿来。
And His explanation was that He will be with you forever.
然后他的应许就是圣灵要永远，保惠师要永远与你们同在。
This is the burden the Lord has laid upon my heart.
这个就是神把这个主把这个负担放在我的心里。
It reminds me of the story of John Wesley's passing.
然后这让我想起约翰·卫斯理当他要离世的时候。
John Wesley, many consider the father of the Methodist.
很多人把他当作这个 Methodist 的这个先祖。
And the Methodist was a real move of God in its early years.
Methodist 卫道会卫理公会，他们的这个是卫斯理开始。
Many said they lived well.
很多人说他们活得很好。
And many said they died well.
也有很多人说他们死的也很好。
I think that's remarkable.
这是何等奇妙的一件事。
They had such deep assurance that they lived well.
这是为什么他们能够活得好，是因为他们有那样的一个神圣的把握。
And they had such deep assurance and belief that when it came to their end, they died well.
他们有这样的一个确定的把握，当他们离世的时候，他们也能够死得好。
As a matter of fact, there's a book, Jeremy Taylor's book, The Rule of Dying Well, that made a deep impression upon John Wesley.
是这位一个作者 Jeremy, 他写的这本书关于死的时候能够有把握的死，那么让约翰威斯里留下了很深的印象。
So at the end, the scene that was recorded about his death is very special.
所以当他离世的时候，记载他那个离世的那个情形的那个描述非常的。
All of his loved ones were gathered around, and brothers and sisters.
所有他的而他的弟兄姊妹，所有爱他的人都围绕在他的旁边。
And he was so weak, he was on his bed dying.
他在那边是这样的软弱，他在他的床上已经快要离世。
They would sing songs, and they would praise, and they would read scripture, and it was a joyful moment.
然后他们就在那边唱诗，在那边祷告，在那边读经，是一个非常喜乐的一个时刻。
And even though John Wesley was so weak, do you know what he did?
甚至在约翰卫斯理非常软弱虚弱的时候，你知道他说的做了什么吗？
He mustered just enough strength and then he uttered these famous words.
然后他就集中了他全部的力气，他说了这句著名的话。
He said the best of all is God with us.
他说最美好的事就是神与我们同在。
Now that's dying well. He never lost his assurance.
这个就是如何才能死得好，他从来没有失去他的那个把握。
And he didn't just say it once.
他不是只是说了一次。
Continuing to be weak, he mustered even more strength.
他仍然是那样的软弱，他就再次的集中起他的力量。
And those that witnessed that event said he raised his arm into the air and he said again, the best of all is God with us.
然后他就举起了他的手说最好的事情就是神仍然与我们同在。
And when that moment was over, he passed into the presence of the Almighty full of assurance.
在那个时候以后，他就回到了主的面前，他就来到了这位，他就满怀着这样的一个把握，这样的一个信心，回到了爱他的主的胸怀。
Is this just John Wesley's story?
这个是不是仅仅是约翰卫斯理的故事呢？
Is this just Moses' story?
这个是不是仅仅是摩西的故事？
Is this just Joshua's story?
或者是约书亚的故事？
Is this just the people of the Old Testament story?
还是只是旧约圣徒的故事？
Is it only the writer of Hebrew's story?
或者只是希伯来书作者的故事？
Was it only Matthew's story?
是不是只是马太的故事呢？
The question before us tonight, is it your story?
今天晚上我们要问的问题是，这是不是你的故事？
Do you know the assurance of his unfailing presence?
你是不是真的能够知道他确信他的同在永不止息？
Do you know as surely as you live that God is with you?
你是不是确信的能够知道说只要你活着神就一直与你同在？
If you know this, it will change your life.
如果你真知道这样，那么这个你的生命就要被改变。
And if you know this, it will change the life of everyone around you.
如果你真知道这样，你周围的人的生命也都要被改变。
Because this is the power of divine assurance.
因为这就是那神圣的把握所带给我们的那个能力。
Shall we pray?
我们一同祷告。
Father, there are things we can't explain.
父啊，有很多的事情我们没有办法解释。
But we ask the Holy Spirit to explain them to us.
我们请求圣灵你自己亲自来解释。
Lord, make this assurance real to us.
主啊，愿你把这样的一个把握变成我们的实际。
Without it, we'll struggle and strain and try to live the Christian life.
没有这样的把握，我们就会努力苦苦的挣扎，想要过一个基督徒的生活。
But with it, we can live the Christian life with certainty.
然而有了之后，我们就可以有把握的来过一个基督徒的生活。
We can be the testimony of Jesus in a living way together.
我们能够在一起成为耶稣基督活的见证。
Lord, make these words real to us.
主啊，愿意使这些话成为我们的实际。
God with us, our story and our song.
愿神与我们同在，成为我的故事，成为我的歌。
That writer of blessed assurance, that hymn said, "This is my story."
这首诗歌，有福的确句的这首有福的把确据的这首诗歌的作者说，这是我的自传，是我的诗歌。
That writer of blessed assurance said.This is my song.
这位作者说，这是我的诗歌。
Lord, make it true.
主啊，愿你使这一切对我们成为真实。
And we'll give you all the glory.
我们就把一切的荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name.
靠耶稣的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.